Hey friends, and welcome to the very special read-along with me, Mr. Jim, on my book called The Day We Saved the Light Bulb. So if you have your book of The Day We Saved the Light Bulb, you can follow along with me as I'm performing the book. But if you don't have a book yet, you can check down in the show notes below and your parents can grab you a copy of that book. Well, friends, are you ready? Me too. Let's go. Chapter 5, Making Good Time. Spyology Squad HQ is full of everything a spy might need. From net blasters and jetpacks to bubbleberry soap and walkie-talkies, we have it all. That's why the Purple Ninjas are always trying to break in. Our gear is made much better than the Purple Ninjas' gear, which is often breaking. So Dr. Stinky Breath believes that if they're able to steal our spy gear, it will help him take over the world. Some of our gear doesn't get much use, so they put it in the storage room out back. Like the trusty old time machine that has seen many glorious days. One of Mr. Jim's very first spy missions, when he was a kid, was to travel back in time and stop the asteroid from crashing into the North Pole in 1995. It was a horrible day when we learned that Santa's workshop had been destroyed by an unexpected asteroid. Thousands of elves were left jobless. For that reason, Mr. Jim was sent back in time. He was able to travel back a few weeks while the asteroid was still in space and redirect its course so it never made impact with Earth. You probably haven't heard about the North Pole asteroid of 1995, because Mr. Jim was able to stop it from ever happening in the first place by traveling back in time. That is why Santa's workshop is still operational today. It was pitch black as our three spies walked to the back room. Without any light bulbs, there was no light in the hallways to guide them. Jaden and Ava were both carrying candles to give them a bit of light, but it still was hard to see where they were walking.
Oh, what did I just walk into?
Yelled Jaden.
Whoa, that's a lot of cobwebs, said Ava.
Cobwebs? I don't like spiders! Get it off!
Shouted Jaden. Mr. Jim and Ava quickly helped Jaden brush off all the cobwebs that were stuck all over him. The more Jaden spun around in panic, the more covered he became.
I guess this means we should probably do a better job at cleaning back here, said Mr. Jim. Even though we don't come to the back room very often, we shouldn't let the spiders take it over. Ava, bring your candle closer to the door over here. I have to unlock it with the key.
Ava held out her candle closer to the door. Mr. Jim put the key in and turned it to the left. As they opened the door, they were greeted by more dust and cobwebs.
Why does it always have to be cobwebs?
Asked Jaden.
You don't think the spiders are still in here though, right? These are probably just old, empty cobwebs with nothing crawling on them, but just in case, Mr. Jim,
you'll go first.
Mr. Jim walked in the oldest back room in all of HQ and brushed aside the cobwebs. Their footsteps echoed with every step in this very large, empty room.
Wow. I haven't been in here in ages, said Mr. Jim.
We can tell,
laughed Ava.
Okay, time machine should be back over here behind this tarp, said Mr. Jim.
Jaden, can you give me a hand with this?
Are you serious? There better not be spiders, said Jaden.
In one pull, the tarp came sliding off to the side, which threw more dust into the air. After the coughing and dust began to settle,
Ava walked over to the machine and held up her candle to take a better look.
Hey, Ava, can you hit that switch over there to get the machine started?
Asked Mr. Jim.
Sure thing,
said Ava as she flipped the on switch.
Huh, doesn't seem right, said Mr. Jim as he walked around to the back of the machine.
When you flip the switch, a whole bunch of lights should come on.
I don't think that's going to happen, explained Ava.
Remember, lights don't exist anymore in our world. Mr. Jim's eyes got very big as he realized how terrible this situation was becoming.
This is not good, he said. This time machine has some requirements for it to work properly. I'm pretty sure it needs the light bulbs in order to complete the electrical circuit and power the machine. How are we supposed to save the light bulbs if we need light bulbs in order to save them?
Wait a second, Mr. Jim. Did you say it just needs to complete the circuit?
What if we rebuilt it with some wires?
Asked Jaden.
We could bypass the missing light bulb components by using copper wire.
Whoa, that's actually a really good idea, Jaden, said Mr. Jim.
Perfect. And I'm going to run back to that hardware store. I'll be back as fast as I can,
shouted Jaden as he ran out the door and right into more cobwebs.
I can't stand these things. We need to get these lights back.
As Jaden ran off to the hardware store, Mr. Jim and Ava were able to push the time machine out of the old back room and into the main area of HQ. That room had windows, which made it a lot easier to see what they were doing.
Mr. Jim, how do you think Dr. Stinky Breath stopped Thomas Edison from inventing the light bulb?
You don't think he hurt him, do you? Asked Ava.
No, I don't think he hurt him. He probably used Edison against himself, said Mr. Jim.
What do you mean? Asked Ava.
How much do you know about Thomas Edison? Do you know how long it took him to invent the light bulb? Asked Mr. Jim.
No, I guess I don't, she replied. You see, Edison failed way more than he succeeded. In his pursuit of inventing the light bulb, he tried and failed almost 1,000 different times, said Mr. Jim.
1,000 times? Holy smokes! I don't think I could have done that.
Probably would have given up way sooner, Ava said.
Yes, and many others did. Nobody was as determined as Edison to solve that problem.
I can't imagine it was easy to keep trying over and over again. I bet Dr. Stinky Breath was able to convince him to accept that he wasn't good enough, and the light bulb was too hard for him to invent, said Mr. Jim.
Wow, I hope Jaden gets back here soon with those wires. I hope we're not too late,
Ava said with concern in her voice as she looked out the window. Jaden had spent quite a while stumbling around the dark hardware store looking for the copper wires they needed.
Soon he realized that he was the only person walking around the store without a lantern.
Finally! Oh, here you are, copper wires, said Jaden as he placed them into his shopping cart.
I have to get back to HQ fast. Hope I'm not too late.
Jaden paid for the wires and then took off running back to HQ. The lack of streetlights was another dark reminder about the new world they lived in.
Even though he had run these streets 100 times before, it was a little scarier doing it in the dark.
In preparation for the sun setting, Mr. Jim and Ava had lit some candles inside of HQ so that they could see what they were working on. Mr. Jim was laying underneath the time machine trying to fix one of the parts that had fallen off while they were moving it. And Ava was looking out the window waiting for Jaden.
I see him!
She shouted as she opened up the door.
Who's ready to get these lights turned back on?
Said Jaden as he stepped inside holding the wires.
awesome, said Mr. Jim. Bring them over here and let's get to work.
Jaden, Ava, and Mr. Jim all worked together to fix the time machine and get it working. While they were doing that, it gave Ava and Mr. Jim time to get Jaden caught up on the plan to save the light bulb.
So if that's all true, how am I supposed to help Thomas Edison not give up? If he's tried 1,000 ways, what am I supposed to say to change his mind? Asked Jaden.
I would start with being honest. Hasn't there been a time when you felt like giving up because something was really hard, but you decided to push through and finish it? Asked Ava.
Yeah, I guess. Last week, I was trying to record this really cool trick shot, and I had to try 1,000,000 times, said Jaden.
I saw that one, said Mr. Jim.
You're talking about the one where you threw an orange over your house and it landed in a bowl, right? Wasn't it totally worth it that you didn't give up?
Yeah, it was. It felt really good to finally do it, said Jaden. You see, Jaden, people want to feel heard and understood. You can help Thomas Edison feel heard and understood. I think you got a chance. Maybe he'll even want your help, said Ava. All of a sudden, Mr. Jim flipped the switch, and the machine started making a whirling sound.
Looks like it's ready, said Mr. Jim.
Jaden, are you ready? Jaden took a deep breath and said,
I'm definitely ready to get our streetlights back on. Let's do this.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday.
Well, actually two of them.
Happy birthday, Anav, who's turning 7 years old. Anav loves playing soccer, is a huge fan of Lionel Messi, and his wish is to meet and play with Messi someday.
Wow, that is a great wish. And I hope that comes true.
Wow, Ananav, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday.
And next up we have...
Happy birthday, Kit, who's turning 6 years old. Kit loves making up incredible creative stories.
Ooh, awesome.
Playing with her little brother, Nat, and mixing up new potions in the kitchen. Wow, Kit, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday.
Well, my friends, I hope you all have a super day. And this is HQ, over and out.